Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said it takes great listening, as well as great preaching, to make a great sermon. We're happy to have this privilege of being with you today and talking to you about the Word of God. We're glad that you're listening to Bible Meditations, and we encourage you to tell others about the program so we can study together at this time each day, Monday through Friday. We return now to our study concerning establishing biblical authority. When we talk about the authority that we have as far as our conduct is concerned and our relationship to our God, we have already established the fact that God in His Word, in the Bible, has given His will to mankind. And so authority has been established, and we must do the will of God. We must do those things that are recorded in the Word of God. But not everybody applies the Word of God in a proper way. We hear people saying, "Oh, I believe all of the Bible," and therefore they try to take part of the Bible that didn't refer to them and make application of it to their own life. Well, that only leads to confusion. The Bible has to be properly read and understood. Is this in the Bible? Does the Bible say Judas went out and hanged himself? Yes, it says that, doesn't it? And then the passage in the Bible, there's a passage that says, "Go thou and do likewise." Does that mean that I should go out and hang myself because the Bible says, "Go thou and do likewise"? Then there's another passage that says, "What thou doest, do quickly." So do it quickly, get it over with. Well, all of that simply refers to a misuse of the Word of God. Those statements are in the Bible, and I believe all of the Bible, but they cannot be put together in that manner and be teaching the truth. So there has to be a right handling of the Word of God. Yesterday, we suggested there are three different dispensations, different ways that God dealt with His people in the history of mankind. The first way was the way of the patriarch, so it's called a patriarchal dispensation. The patriarch, or the fathers of households, had a responsibility to lead the family in worship to God. And God spoke to the patriarchs in direct and in sometimes dreams and visions. He spoke in a different way than He's speaking in our present time. The very reason that people under the patriarchal dispensation are not commanded to commune on the first day of the week is that they were living under a different dispensation. Well, there are a number of other things that you and I are instructed to do that didn't refer to Noah or to Adam, but there are things that are in the Bible and they are commanded under a different dispensation. The second way of dealing with people, as God dealt with the human family, was under the Mosaic or Jewish dispensation. Now, of course, the law was given by Moses. Moses delivered the law that God gave to the human family. The Ten Commandment law, as well as a number of other laws that are embraced in that Jewish law, were the regulations God wanted men to understand and to follow. And so the Jewish dispensation was the period under which God spoke through Moses and through the prophets of the Old Testament. But then the Christian dispensation went into effect. When Jesus died on the cross, His will went into effect, and so God began dealing with people in a new dispensation or in a new way. Well, here's what happened. Jesus died on the cross. He removed the Old Testament law. Now, I'm not just making that up. The Colossian letter chapter 2:14 says, "He blotted out the handwriting of ordinances, which was against us, which was contrary to us, taking it out of the way, nailing it to his cross." And then if you look at verse 16, you'll know what he is referring to. What he nailed to the cross was the handwriting of ordinances, but he describes them in verse 16 as being Sabbath days, new moons, and various other things in regard to the Sabbath days and so forth. Those were things that were a part of the Jewish Christian or the Jewish dispensation. So that law was taken away. And with the death of Christ on the cross, the new dispensation began. So Paul in the Hebrew letter explains it this way. If a man writes a will, the will goes into force when the man dies. And it's not before his death, it's after he has died, that the new will goes into force. Well, his reason for explaining that was this. Jesus is the mediator of the New Testament. And with Jesus' death on the cross, the New Testament law went into force. What does that mean? It means that people living today, since the death of Christ on the cross, are governed by the law of Christ. So God has a different way of dealing with people. That explains why David was never baptized, because David didn't live under the Christian dispensation. That explains why Noah did not break bread and take of the fruit of the vine on the first day of the week, as Christians are instructed to do today, because it's under a different dispensation. That's the reason that you and I don't build an ark, because we're living under a different dispensation. It's the reason that we are not observing the Sabbath day today. The Sabbath was under the Jewish dispensation. So we as Christians are subject to the law of Christ, which began with his death on the cross. Now, that is important in understanding and applying Bible authority. Which dispensation did he refer to? The patriarchal, the Jewish, or the Christian? We live in regard to the Christian dispensation. All right, there also are some things that need to be understood in regard to our application of Scripture that have to do with is this something commanded, or is it merely a judgment matter? Now, to illustrate what we're talking about, and we'll not have time to go into it much in detail today, but notice the fact that there are commands given in the New Testament that we are given liberty to do what we want to do about. And then there are some things that we have as a matter of opinion or a matter of faith. Now, illustrate it this way. Are we commanded to commune on the first day of the week? Yes. All right, that's a matter of faith. Now, what opinion could be involved in that? Well, the opinion could be whether it's at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. It's a matter of judgment. The Bible doesn't tell you what time as long as it's on the first day of the week. So there are opinions involved that are not necessarily specified by God, but there are things that are specified, and those are matters of faith. We'll pick up at this point tomorrow. I hope you'll be listening, and we'd like to remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.